Yeah. Justin Barsha, I know you're eating. You didn't want to do this interview, but I appreciate it. You came over. No, you did it. You realize you got to do it. I thank you.
Yeah.
You don't got to do it, but you know what I mean. It's nice of you. It's nice of you.
But you did it as like a good person thing.
Thank you for doing this. Motocross Nations, you won the MX3 class. That's the good, crappy last moto for you. I guess when you're on the ground, you're like, oh shit.
Oh shit, I gotta ride really hard and try to pass all these guys. And I passed a lot of guys, but it was that was actually the best I rode all weekend. But
oh, better than the other moto?
Definitely. Yep. I rode like garbage. Like, it just didn't ever. I felt really tight and uncomfortable, and the track was brutal. It was just unlike any track I've ever ridden. Every Donations. Never in a track like this, like every
yeah,
one. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Euros are gnarly.
Yeah, I heard you in the press conference talk about how rough the track is. I mean, are we talking rougher than Redbud and these kind of places?
Yeah. Like, different rough, though. Like, okay. Choppy, hard pack, gnarly, choppy ruts, deep, like, dragging your, like, elbows and fenders and shrouds. Like, just so different. And like I said, you can't find anything like that in the U.S., so it's tough to simulate something like that. But, you know, we did make some bike changes, and luckily we made the right choices because it's like, man, it's just so different.
Yeah. I don't want to say, was the month, the break, maybe a reason why you weren't as good as you wanted to be?
I don't think so, because I was just testing on the month off. Like, yeah, no.
I'm trying to get some excuses.
Yeah, some excuses. There's really no excuses. Just we got beat straight up. But we had some mistakes, too, that cost us a lot. But, no, you know, I was testing on the month off and still working. Did a mountain bike race, did a 5K. Like, I'm not stopping. Right. But no excuses. It's just we didn't have the best, you know, the best race.
I was talking to Kenny about this and Caroli. 250s were really good. So was it the track suited a 250 a little bit?
I mean, I never really say that, like, oh, the 250's better on this track, or the 450's better, but
I think it's obvious because they were better. They had faster times. They won motos.
And people are like, man, the 250 guys are way better. But it's just like, man, the track is such a 250 track. Tight, choppy. You can't use the 450's power to its potential out here. You got to be so smooth and, like, try to, like, I was trying to, like, I watched Tony. Tony's sick at riding this kind of stuff. And, like, shifts good and just so smooth and knows how to do it. And, like, I watched him a lot. And my last moto, I think I rode somewhat, tried to ride like him. And, like, I rode way better.
Like, shift up
like
and
shift
just.
Shift up and just, like, kind of cross lines and do that crazy Euro stuff. And he's really good at doing that, so.
Your second moto, who got the number one gate pick?
Yeah, in my 2 years of racing, I've never gotten number one gate pick.
You like Tim Ferry, same way.
Yeah, and that's a tough situation, you know, because I feel like I'm a pretty good starter for the most part, and that's the only thing I get a little bummed out on, but it is what it is, you know. That's, you know, Ryan's our guy, so that's what we do, but, you know, the first moto wasn't that bad because I had a good gate and I prepped it nice and no one took it, but the second moto, someone took my gate and it was full of rocks and pebbles and I just got shattered.
And you being probably not aware, you're probably like, what the fuck, bro?
And dude's next to me talking like some kind of different language and I'm just like, all right, whatever. I'm kicking rocks out while the 15-second board's up, like, this sucks.
Yeah.
So put me in a way bad situation and I got in a pile up.
You won your class, but is it a mix of, happy, or is it just pure disappointment?
Pure disappointment.
Okay, all right.
I mean, yeah, it's cool. I got the overall, but that's definitely not what we came here for.
But I mean, somewhat inside of you, you're like, hey, I did my job.
I got something. I feel like I did my job, but I would have liked to do it a lot better.
Dude, you're 0-2, and you're going to be on Team USA for a long time, but you got to be pissed. Yeah, it's got to be – you got to get ready and get pissed.
Everyone's like, what do you got to do better? I'm like, the only thing, like, we can do is, like, move to Europe and ride these gnarly tracks. That's what I said. Like, you know, we're working our ass off, and we're the top racers in the U.S. I mean, we just got beat by some better riders today.
Hey, well, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Congratulations on the win, and bummer for their loss of the team. And, again, thank you for doing this.
No worries. Here's your Fanta.